And greetings and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Coming into the station today, I was listening to some of the news that Iran was planning to launch ballistic missiles toward Israel. And just in the last few minutes, out of Hal Turner radio show, some breaking news. The United States and Israeli officials say attack drones have been launched from the area of the Iran-Iraq border are headed to Israel. They say ballistic missiles in Iran are fueled and on their launchers in Iran. They believe those missiles will be fired in a few short hours as the attack drones arrive in Israel. And worse, with the launch of so many attack drones, the United States and Israel are now discussing a preemptive attack upon Iran to thwart the perceived ballistic missile launchers. So it's heating up. April 14th of this year, Vladimir Putin, this was a couple of weeks ago, said that Russia will support Iran if the United States attacks Iran, attacks Iran soil in support of Israel. So the question is this the beginning of World War III? I don't believe so. At 2 hours ago, the U.S. Embassy issues shelter-in-place order in Israel, in the West Bank, and Gaza. As a result of current security situation, the U.S. Embassy has directed all U.S. government employees and their family members to shelter in place until further notice. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem reminds U.S. citizens of the continued need for caution and increased personal security awareness as security incidents, including mortar and rocket fire and unmanned aircraft systems, UASs, intrusions, take place without warning. And then just a few minutes later, Israeli efforts were underway to hold a phone call between Benjamin Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin amid anticipation of an Iranian attack. So far at that time, the efforts were unsuccessful. 18 minutes later, Russia responded to Israel, "Withdraw your forces from southern Lebanon immediately." And 10 minutes later, at 12:29 Eastern Daylight Time, U.S. Central Command, three additional aircraft squadrons of F-15Es, F-16s, and A-10s are arriving in the region, with one squadron having already arrived. And Yisrael Betanu, party leader Avigdor Lieberman, "We should not wait for missiles to reach Israel, but rather launch a preemptive strike on Iran." So, right now, should Iran proceed with the plans to launch ballistic missiles? I don't think they will. Personally, I know that Russia right now is not in a position to really do much to help Iran. They're just not. They have bases in Syria, and they have personnel in Iran, military personnel, but they really don't have a way to at this point. This is basically talk. Russia can't do anything right now. So the U.S. Embassy again, high-level alert to diplomatic staff and employees. Order them to return to their homes and their bomb shelters. That was just in the last 15 minutes. Now, another thing is Israel has begun a ground operation in Lebanon in the last 12 hours. And initially, Israel sent in the jets to hit targets before they began moving tanks and crossing the border. We're going to go to a break in just a minute, but before they move in, they have targeted as many, not only missile areas where they have missiles and rockets, but because of the inability for the terrorists to, they can't communicate. They're in a communication blackout. And what that's doing is it's forcing them, they don't want to, but they're having to gather in little pockets, little groups here and there to discuss what to do because they can't communicate at a distance. And Israel is watching these, watching the movement. And the thing is, these terrorists are gathering once again in the refugee camps. They're hiding amongst the civilians, in their apartment complexes, in buildings downtown, industrial areas. They're in the tree. They're in the groves, out in the orchards. But Israel has this ability because of the its ground penetrating radar, which can look through walls and buildings to see where these rockets and the rocket launchers and mortars are being positioned. And Israel is striking these areas from the air. And there are a lot of destruction, but Israel has to and is going to continue to respond as aggressively as possible in the next 5 weeks. And I'll tell you why when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, and 1121 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradopropertiesonline. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Okay, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. The first hour airs 6 to 7 in the evenings on 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Reason I say that Israel is responding and will respond, Israel will push the limit. It will push it right to the limit. I don't think that Iran, I think they're wiser, have a little more sense than to launch any type of ballistic missile into Israel. They don't know what are on the warheads. They're not sure what they have planned. They don't know. I know if it was any kind of biological, Israel will just nuke Iran. They won't fool around. So they don't know what's on these, what kind of warheads. Russia is saying don't attack, or else Russia is going to get involved. No, Russia doesn't. Right now, Russia is, you might say, in a cannot really respond. Russia's not, at this point, ready to respond. They don't have enough troops down there. They don't have enough missiles. So they're handicapped. That's the word I'm looking for. They're in a handicapped situation. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm going to present something to you that might seem odd, but I believe it's true. Israel has 5 weeks to, as quickly as possible, completely eliminate Hezbollah, finish the operations in the Gaza with Hamas, take out Hezbollah. They have just a short opportunity, about 5 weeks, to, before this presidential election, and because after the election, things are going to change. And so Israel can't, at this point, allow this precious time to go by without taking out as many of the terrorist threat in the region as possible. And Israel is going to do it. Israel is going to use this time. With the coming election, they don't know what will happen. I'll present something different again to you. I'm just wondering if Benjamin Netanyahu realizes that what's going to change in this election is neither Trump nor Kamala Harris will be in the position to rule this country. Israeli intelligence and the intelligence of the governments of the world, they realize what is happening behind the scenes in this country that we, the American people, don't see. They understand there is a fight for position in this government. In a little bit, I'm going to talk about John Kerry. John Kerry is stating that one of the biggest threats to the globalists is the First Amendment. This is the big threat right now. The Democrats, or the, not the Democrats, I'll say the shadow government, which is basically controlling the Democratic Party. A big part of the Democratic Party have something planned for this country that maybe in the back of our minds we sense that Trump is just not going to be put in position again. And there's going to be a change. And I just wonder if the leaders of the governments of this country, of the world, they, through their intel networks, basically can see through maybe, you might say, a type of intuitive, penetrating, ground penetrating, how do I phrase it? Intuitively, they just know that Trump, Harris will not rule this country. Someone else will. If Netanyahu, if he knows that Barack Obama is coming back to power, he knows that Israel must be as aggressive to take out the enemies, Islamic armies, the terrorists, the extreme terrorists in the region as quickly as possible. Because there will be a change after this election where Israel, they're going to tie Israel's hands. They're going to restrict Israel. This new administration that's coming in will probably restrict weapons that will go into Israel. And this coming administration, should it be Barack Obama, which I believe he's the only candidate that has the way, the ability, the craftiness, cunningness, the lawless attitude that he has to wrestle power out of the hands of the elected people of this country and resume a new administration, be the head of a new, the final administration of America. Netanyahu, if he's aware of this, then he realizes they don't have a lot of time. Even after the election on the early November, there's still another 60 days roughly before the new president is sworn in. So between the next three and a half months, Israel is going to pretty much eliminate the threat in the region. Russia is not the threat right now. Iran is not the threat. The threat is on the border of Israel. To the north, Hezbollah. Syria, to a great degree. Present-day Jordan, to the east, definitely. Soon to be another front that Israel has got to fight. Another war front. Hamas is just about done. 23 of 24 battalions are completely dismantled. Communication dismantled. The ability to communicate dismantled. There's no way other than sending notes on a, you know, computers, thumb drives, things of that nature, but they've got to transport these things by person. Emails are being hacked. Everything that they're doing on computers is being watched. The Gaza war is basically over. And Israel has already begun to occupy the northern part of Gaza and is slowly moving south, forcing the Arabs in the refugee camps. There are different alternatives for them, but mainly to move into Egypt. Israel realizes there's a shift in America that the American people are not aware of. If Trump is in, Netanyahu knows that Trump will immediately begin to interfere with Israel's operations with the enemies. So that can't happen. Kamala Harris, Kamala will cut off all funding to Israel, but she won't win. Trump won't win. Obama is the big threat. The big threat to Israel is Barack Obama. The big threat to Russia is Barack Obama. Is Putin and the Russian government, are they have intelligence. They have intel in this country. They know what has been happening in the deep state or the dark state or the shadow government. They know what is happening in this country. The American people don't believe it. They won't believe it. They can't believe. They can't see how Barack Obama could come back to power because of the Constitution. Well, John Kerry is making it known that the First Amendment is a threat to the New World Order, to the global order. It is the threat. They're coming after the Constitution. They're making it very clear. This was out of reports yesterday that, let's see, Elon Musk, he came out. Now, they say he's the richest man in the world. He's going to be the first trillionaire. No, this is misleading. The Rockefellers have been trillionaires for half a century. The Queen of England, probably longer than that. Musk is not the first trillionaire. But here's what he stated concerning Trump. Very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy, he is the only way to save it. He says, let me explain. If even 1 in 20 illegals become citizens per year, something that the Democrats are expediting as fast as humanly possible, that would be about 2 million new voters in 4 years. Illegal voters. The voter margin in the swing states is often less than 20,000 votes. That means that the Democratic Party succeeds, there will be no more swing states. Moreover, the Biden-Harris administration has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It's a surefire way to win every election. America then becomes a one-party state and a democracy is over. And democracy is over. The over elections will be the Democrat Party primaries. Now, John Kerry is, I want to get this article of Kerry. He says that if the Democrats win, we can change the First Amendment to fight disinformation. Our First Amendment stands as a major block, he says. So John Kerry served as President Joe Biden's U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, said that last week the First Amendment was in the way of the Democrats' desire to fight disinformation. Kerry made the extreme remarks during the discussion at the World Economic Forum on green energy when asked by an audience member, what could be done to fight online disinformation. Destroy the First Amendment and the Constitution of this country. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down. Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
Podcasts will be on 1360khnc.com for both hours. And I might mention that it might take up to 24 hours to get the second hour on the podcast site. We have to wait till the evening, till both hours have been aired, and then put them in the morning. So it may seem odd to even consider that Barack Obama would come back to power. I think that American people don't believe that there is a shadow government. Russia knows it. England knows it. Germany. France. In America. They know there's a shadow government in the U.S. They know what the shadow government is all about. It's about a new world order. About world hegemony. About bringing the nations into a one-world economic system. a one-world government controlled by the United States of America militarily, through technology, through space, through the Reagan Star Wars program. Star Wars wasn't just about shooting down missiles in outer space. It was about controlling the weather. It was about steering hurricanes, about creating clusters of tornadoes, not a tornado, but two, three, four, five, about moving moisture coming over a country and shifting it either to the north, to the south, stopping it in place, or dispersing it so you don't get your normal rains. In 1976, African countries went to the UN and asked that laws would be put in place that would forbid China, Russia, and the United States from interfering with natural weather patterns over some of the regions in Africa. And there were laws that were passed, but the laws were never, the laws were powerless. America is not going to abide by the laws of the United Nations. We created the United Nations. The United Nations is one of our agencies. Russia's not going to, they're going to say, yeah, well, we'll agree to the laws. They won't. China won't. These laws are put in place, but they're laughed at. They're not going to be followed. And these nations, they realize that there is a shadow government in America, and they are watching this presidential race, and they think it's a joke. They're hoping, Russia is hoping, China, European nations are hoping that Donald Trump would once again be put in and be allowed to be president of America. And I mean be allowed. The shadow government and some of the shadow government is what you call in the open continuity of government. That shadow government, that's a shadow government. Continuity of government. It's in the open, but it's not. They're not going to allow Trump, should he win the election, which I don't think he will, he's not going to once again be placed in power in this country. It's not going to happen. The American people, especially the baby boom generation and our children, are probably the last of the generations that really understand to a great degree history and government. Our generation, the baby boom generation, we were real balanced. Balanced to some degree in history, world events. But what made us very balanced is the baby boom generation had a great background in the Bible, the stories of the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the exodus of the Jewish people out of Egypt, of Babylon the Great, Babylon of ancient times, of Greece. And we had a great background in the birth and the life and the death of Jesus Christ and what followed with the new Christian family, a family that believed in Jesus Christ, the Jewish history in the Old Testament, creation. That's not the case today. Young people are not involved for the most part in any politics. They don't care. Everything is in Twitter or in TikTok or some other social media. They don't know history. And we, even in the baby boom generation, we don't believe that the Constitution would ever be suspended or eliminated or shredded or destroyed or burned. We can't conceive and believe that that would be possible. Well, this is the plan of the globalists that rule the United States of America that are going to come to power here in this election season. The people, finally, these rulers, these very powerful people, they're finally going to have the opportunity to have power in, to be put in places, positions of power in this country without being hindered by a constitution. Like George Bush Jr. stated, he called it a GD piece of paper because he's a globalist. It is the piece of paper that has restricted them from ruling the world. Well, their time to rule the world has passed, but they will have an opportunity to rule the United States, Canada, and basically rule over Western Europe. They're going to have a difficult time ruling over Central and Eastern Europe. But it's called the unipolar West. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs. From rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
There was a meeting in the Iran-Contra hearings, a closing statement in 1987 in August. And this was by Senator for Daniel Anoye from Hawaii. And here, I'm going to quote what he has to say. He said, a shadow government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas on the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. That was the senator out of Hawaii, Daniel Anoye, I-N-O-U-Y-E. I can't even pronounce it. But then there was a Senator Frank Church. He was in the Senate Select Committee, the Church Committee, to study governmental operations with respect to intelligence activities. People don't believe there's a shadow government, sinister in every way. He says, in that hearing, Senator Church exposed the massive and secret CIA MKUltra mind control program. While the Senate ordered the programs to stop, they did not. They have not stopped. They continue to this very day. One of the MKUltra mind control programs is on a vast scale. It is on a vast scale. It is being carried out by mainstream media. All of the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. This is a, just like in Nazi Germany, it has been carried out over the minds of the people of this country, the elderly to the children, black, white, rich, poor, educated, non-educated, every race. It affects everybody. More powerful than virus, the COVID. COVID does its work to cripple and to kill, to maim, but the campaign to disinform, to present a false reality has worked. And these people, educated, universities, brilliant people, there's no shadow government. This country would never do this to its own people, deceive us into believing that we're free. Well, we're free to a degree, much freer than many of the other nations of the world. But the attack is on the truth. That's why they use the word disinformation. This is a spell. It is a cloud. It is a covering. It is a veil. It is a like being, years ago, people hanging around the hippies that were smoking dope. Just eventually, spending time with these people as they're at their parties, smoking dope. All of a sudden, accidentally, the people around the smoke fumes, the pot, they all of a sudden, now they're not even smoking, but all of a sudden they're high too. This is the way it is with the campaign, the apparatus of deceit through the mainstream media, and it has worked. But now that people are waking up to it, they have to attack it a different way. They call it disinformation. This is why John Kerry wants the First Amendment abolished. But you abolish the First Amendment, just like a domino, everything else comes down with it. People don't believe in a shadow government? Well, I'm quoting this Hawaiian senator, a shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, free from the law itself. Then we talk about an MK Ultra program. This is not on an individual here or there or a group of people. It's upon a society. Can a whole society be deceived? Absolutely. Is there proof of that? Absolutely. Nazi Germany, the whole society. What about communist China in the time of Mao? Absolutely. What about communist China presently under Xi Jinping? Absolutely. What about the United States of America? No, no. American people are too intelligent, too brilliant. We are educated. We are sophisticated. We are a culture of the best. No, we are a blind culture. We are blind, deaf, and dumb. Then this society being completely mesmerized into believing that we're going to have a fair election, and what I present to you, the thought that neither Trump nor Harris are going to be in power, but Barack Obama is coming back. These other countries, they understand the shadow government. They know what's happening behind the scenes and hidden behind closed doors. They know. But you won't believe, we won't believe it. I hope in this audience you will wait and just consider and see what happens in the next 40 days.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving us with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss. I'm going to make it your gain. For the first time ever, you get standard classic MyPillows for wholesale prices. Only $14.88. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Only $14.88. But it gets even better. For a limited time, I'm going to offer my entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use my pillows for only $9.88. So go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever on TV, including my standard size my pillow, only $14.88. They've never been offered this low before. We have limited quantities at this price, so limit's going to be 10, and once they're gone, they're gone.
I'll be going to hour two in a few minutes. The America's Freedom Network.com. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, for the Present Truth program, podcasts, both hours, on 1360KHNC.com. In the evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM radio. 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, the first hour will repeat in the evening. So Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, he realizes he only has a window of opportunity to inflict and destroy the terrorist threat in the region and within Israel. The Hamas, that campaign is now in last stages. One more battalion, if even that. That battalion cannot communicate. There's no communication abilities. Gaza is done. Hezbollah to the north is going to be a fast campaign. Syria, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be more resistance in present-day Jordan or the Jordan to the east. Iran is shaking, shaking swords, but Iran cannot do anything yet. Iran must wait till next year. Iran can't do anything until Russia and Iran work together. That won't happen this year. That's going to happen next year in the summer. Now, I've talked about Russia in the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 about Russia. Russia is going to attack Israel in the Middle East with Iran, Turkey, a few other nations to the north, most likely some armies out of the Ukraine, north of the sea there, north of Turkey. I think Azerbaijan, maybe another Soviet bloc, Ethiopia and Libya out of North Africa. And Israel is going to be forced, according to the prophecy, God is going to put hooks in the jaw of Russia and drag Russia into the conflict. Russia is being dragged into this. Russia doesn't want another war front to another battle. She's got her hands, in a sense, tied in Ukraine right now. Russia doesn't want a second theater of war, of conflict. So Israel or Russia is trying not to, doing everything to stay uninvolved, to remain out of the equation. And Russia's going to have to wait a year. Next year, Russia and Iran will attack Israel. Iran right now, they're not a threat to Israel. Israel has made it very clear. If there's any aggression, the United States is not going to have to make a decision for Benjamin Netanyahu. They have nukes. They have a neutron bomb. Israel will just send a couple over and pretty much take out Tehran and leave everything intact. So I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AM Radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. Podcast once again, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting